Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuck Reese Show. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. So you know how we do it on Fridays. Get the beat cranked up. Get the dance party going. Chuck Rose with the first request. The Tramps. Sorry, had to think of the group for a second there. So Disco Inferno. This from, the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack, one of my favorite albums of all time. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Oh, rank them coming up at 10:40. So you can use that as our Solomon Brothers text line. You can use it as a phone line, 404-726-0929. So anyway, did you have some – we're going to do a little old school Atlanta talk. You know, sometimes we end up some of these different things. So I was thinking about some of the restaurants that I used to go to and some of these little holes in the wall kind of dive places and stuff like that. Did you have some restaurants and some places like that you could find a good meal at that was just kind of a hole in the wall dive kind of place?
Yeah. So, this had to be late '90s, early 2000s. There used to be over in the West End, this place called Coney Island.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, it was like a trailer. I mean, it sat in a little lot over there right by the West End Mall. And, you leave in the club, 2-3 in the morning, because they were open. Were they open 20? I think they were open 24 hours. I mean, I never went later than 2-3 o'clock in the morning. But I mean, whatever you wanted, man. Get some good burgers, cheese steaks, just all kinds of stuff, man. So, shouts out to all my folks that know about Coney Island, West End. That was probably one of my favorite ones.
You know, one of the best Italian meals I ever had in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So there used to be. So if you're going away from 85, if you're on Chamblee Tucker Road and you get off of 85 and you head toward Buford Highway and you cross over Buford Highway, there was a spot down, and I don't even remember what the name of it was, but there was a spot down there just a little bit further off one of the side streets, or maybe it was on Chamblee Tucker Road, but it was right there kind of in that Doraville-Chamblee area.
Exactly, yeah.
And, man, there was this little place that had the best Italian food. It was really dark inside, and it had, the purple wallpaper and just had that very kind of dark Italian kind of feel to it. It would be like one of those things where, when you're watching a mob movie, like one of the kinds of restaurants that the mob would be eating at. But the food was outstanding. And this mom and pop couple owned it. And I'd be curious to see if anybody knows the name of that place. But it was down there off of like Buford Highway, Chambly Tucker, going away from like you wouldn't go toward 285. You would go across opposite way and stuff like that. And it was phenomenal. I mean, it was a phenomenal restaurant. And I'll tell you, you know, I ate at some Chinese Korean places on Buford Highway that I would, again, you would never think to stop there.
Right.
And some people took me there, and it was just, like, phenomenal. Like, the food was so good. I mean, you know, that place was crazy. I mean, so, you know, I told you I worked out at Main Event Fitness for years, right? And they had, that was the other location for Main Event Fitness was on Buford Highway.
Oh, okay.
So right by Chambly Tucker and Buford Highway. That was the other location of Main Event Fitness. So that was their second location that they had opened, because the main one was Windy Hill and Powers Ferry Road. But they had opened a second one, and again, in that part of town, it was kind of funny to have been at Main Event Fitness because it didn't really fit.
If you went
to Main Event Fitness in Marietta and then you went to Main Event Fitness in Doraville, they were like two totally different atmospheres in that club. And it eventually became Rope Man's Fitness. Anybody know Rope Man? So Rope Man was a bodybuilder. Big, I mean, he wasn't very tall, but he was really thick on top, and he had the smallest calves in the world. he had like the Tony Atlas calves or whatever like that. But I used to see Shannon Sharp. I used to run into Shannon Sharp when he would work out over there, because he lived kind of in Buckhead off of Wyuka Road, and that was a pretty good gym. Like that was when Rope Man took it over, it kind of became a little bit more of a bodybuilder kind of gym and stuff like that. Like, guys were in shape. I mean, like I said, I saw Shannon Sharp there. He would work out there pretty regularly and stuff like that. And I went to that place because when I lived in Dunwoody, that was closer than going to the Marietta location.
Right.
But once I started living in Sandy Springs, then that was a no-brainer. It was right around the corner from me, really easy to get to. But that was kind of one of my workout places, and a couple people that I knew, and they had some people that I knew at the gym and stuff like that. They had recommended all these little various places along Buford Highway, because, you know, like, for instance, there's still a Taco Veloz on Buford Highway.
Yeah,
and I've talked about this
I've
place before.
Yeah.
The one in Sandy Springs.
Yeah.
They used to have one in Lilburn. Right there at Beaver Ruin Road, and they had one, Roswell Road in Sandy Springs, and then the one on Buford Highway that's still there, but their fast food is just outstanding. I mean, it's literally some of the best burritos you will ever eat, some of the best stuff that you could ever eat as far as, like, fast Mexican food. They had tortas and burritos and tacos and just all kinds of different things. And on the weekends, they would do menudo, so everybody that got drunk and, you know, had the hangover and stuff like that. You know, menudo is the good hangover cure. So they had the menudo with it. But those were some of the little places and that Baby Doe's restaurant. You know, that was we talked about Baby Doe's.
Yep.
Like that was a restaurant. I mean, it was a nightclub up on top with the band and all that kind of stuff. But the actual place was a restaurant. So I don't remember if the food was any good or not there. But I had a couple dates there, and I don't know that the food was any good or whatever like that. So, where anywhere else that you have?
There used to be a place also in Marietta on Franklin Road. It's a little market. It's at the end of Franklin Road, kind of closer to the Delk Road end of Franklin Road.
Uh-huh.
And it's that plaza, the club. What was it? Red Train, I think was the name of it, was in that plaza.
So there used to be, too, by the way, over by Delk Road and Franklin Road. Do you remember Miss Kitty's?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Remember Miss Kitty's? Yeah, that was kind of like a country bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
sure
was
do,
Miss,
yep.
Miss Kitty's bar. That was,
I used to live on Franklin Road. Yeah. So, but there was a market. The market, I believe, is still there, and I haven't been in there, so I don't know. But they had a little restaurant in there that sold kind of like country / soul food, and that was another good spot. That was really good. And
that's and you know, all of that's over now by where Atlanta United does all their training.
Yeah, so one of the apartment complexes that we used to live in was torn down for part of the Atlanta United.
So my best friend's girlfriend, the Braves walk it off. How about that? Braves get a victory tonight. They were down 2-1 in this game, and they end up winning it. I didn't see how the game ended. Let me see here how it officially ended. Arcia reached on an infield single, and Rosario scored, and the Braves end up scoring two runs in the bottom of the eighth inning, and they find a way to win it. How about that?
Just keeping it going.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, did you see the Mutts tonight?
No. What happened with them? They lost?
Well, they're only down 14-3 to the Pirates. Yeah. Down 14. Let's see if the score has changed at all. It was 14-3. 14-7 they lost tonight. They gave up 14 runs and 17 hits.
Yeah, they stink.
In that game tonight. But my best friend's girlfriend, do you know where the Quick Trip is on Franklin Road?
Yeah.
So
is it still there?
Right across the street.
Yeah.
She lived in that condo complex
right there.
That
yep.
was at that traffic light. Yeah. She lived in that condo complex.
I know exactly
over
what you're
there.
Talking about. Yep.
Now, the two great places on Franklin Road, if you headed toward the Marietta Loop, Coffee's, the gym. You know Coffee's?
Yeah,
remember Coffee's?
Yeah.
So I joke because Coffee's was like Coffee's, to go to Coffee's, you had to have at least a 2-steroid minimum in you. I mean, it was, let me put it this way. You could, if you wanted to indulge, you could certainly get your hands on stuff there. And I'm not throwing accusations out there. I'm just telling you things that I know.
Right.
You could get yourself involved, but you didn't really go to a Coffee's unless you were jacked up. Like you, because again, that was, it was a great place, but it was the ultimate meathead workout place.
Gotcha.
And then there was I think it was a Sidelines sports bar.
Yeah, in that plaza.
Was in that plaza there, yep. where right over by where the Hardee's and
exactly.
all that was. I don't know if the Hardee's is still there now, but
I think
but
the Hardee's is, well, at least the building. I don't know if it's still a Hardee's, but the building is still there.
So I watched one of my favorite matches of all time. That's where I watched in that Sideline sports bar there. That's where I watched Backlash 2000.
Wow.
One of my favorite, because the main event was The Rock versus Triple H when Austin came out and hit everybody with a chair.
Mm-hmm.
He came out and he was protecting The Rock, whatever like that. And he hit Vince and Shane and Pat Patterson,
yep.
everybody with the chairs and all that. And The Rock pins. That was the double rock bottom that Triple
yep.
H and Shane took.
Yep.
They took the rock bottom through the announcer's table and all that. One of my favorite matches of all time. All the Gaga. I mean, it was pure Gaga. But it was a great match, and we were at that. We were watching the pay per view at Sidelines, and like I said, just a great environment over there. But that was a fun little place. Like that was a pretty good, you know, little place in there. But that shopping plaza was. Did you ever go to Miss Kitty's, by the way? Which I know it's further down.
I didn't go. I never went, but I knew where it was. Mm-hmm. So again, we lived in two different apartment complexes mm-hmm. on Franklin Road. So
did you ever go to Did you ever go to Cowboys?
No. So when I worked when I first got in radio, 96 Rock, they used to do stuff at Cowboys, but they would never let me do those remotes. They'd be like, "Nah, you don't need to do the Cowboys remotes."
Well,
and I was like, "Why not? I don't care."
Well, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't have. I mean,
I think they were more concerned about, because at that time, Kennesaw was kind of,
I mean, look, when I first moved to Atlanta, you know, 93, Kennesaw was definitely different 94, 95, 96.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but Kennesaw really kind of, you know, exploded, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s, stuff like that. But it wouldn't have been so bad. But the funniest thing about Cowboys was, like, if you didn't know what Cowboys was, you would have never have known about Cowboys.
Very
like,
true.
Like
yeah.
you'd just be you'd be going down Highway 41, and you see this like
big old
dumpy, like this, but this pure dump of a shopping center. Because again, there was nothing around there. Like, I mean, there was, I don't know, like a dry cleaning place or something like that. And nothing was on the far end of it. It was just a dump. But that was one of the most popular places in Atlanta for a while. I mean, it was a huge, and when you walked inside, that place was massive.
Yep.
I mean, the place was massive. And I saw Chipper Jones there. Saw Chipper. He was hanging on the beer tub girl. I mean, so we can tell these stories now.
Right,
I mean,
right,
25
right.
years later, whatever like that. But saw Chipper there, bought Chipper a beer, and it was a fun place. I mean, it was, they would have the dance music, but they would take a break and then they would pull out the line dancing music, like the country line dancing, music. So, but that place, when you walked inside, it was huge.
Yeah. So on the, I don't know how often you would, if you did anything in the Decatur area, but there was a place on that side, kind of same vibe as Mama's, until it kind of transitioned and, they got more into the hip hop, but it was called Mama's. I mean,
I remember Mama's.
Yeah.
I remember because, so I lived in like Clarkston.
Okay. So you're very,
And Stone Mountain and that kind of area.
Yep.
So I didn't live when I first moved to Atlanta, I didn't live very far from the, DeKalb College in Clarkston.
Okay, yes.
Like I lived over, where I think that was a Quick Trip that was there, like on.
Yeah, on that's
Rock, was it Rockbridge or whatever?
Yep, yes.
So Rockbridge. So there was it was at the time it was SunTrust.
Mm-hmm.
The bank was right there, and the Quick Trip was right there.
Yep.
So I got a story about so there was a Waffle House there too, right?
Yep.
Okay. I got a story about the Waffle House. That's probably podcast.
Yeah.
So, I got a story about that Waffle House. Anyway, we'll save all of that. So
yeah.
Anyway, all right. You want to do some sports? Or you want to do some old school Atlanta talk?
I'm down for whatever.
Okay.
Let's roll.
All right. Let's do some old school Atlanta talk. We'll continue this. Chuck Green in the Key Studios. Sports Radio Net to the Game. Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolling right along. We get the dance party going on Friday nights. A little square biz.
Her best songs.
She's no longer with us, Tina Marie.
Yeah, she passed away. Yeah.
The Rick James protege.
Yeah.
So, rank them coming up in 20 minutes from right now. You know what's funny is the first ever Hooters I ate at in my life, first ever Hooters, was the one on Memorial Drive.
There's no Hooters out there anymore, is there?
I don't know that there is, but back in 1993, there was a Hooters.
See, I didn't have a car in 93. I wasn't moving around like that. Well, I take that back. I had a car, but I wasn't really venturing that far away from campus.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so 93, you were in school?
Yeah, I was in school.
Oh,
so
okay.
I was still in the campus area.
Oh,
so
gosh.
I didn't venture too far out.
I mean, I was 22 at that point, so I didn't finish college, but I mean, I was well on my way of debauchery and everything else out there. But that was a busy area out through Memorial Drive.
Oh, Memorial Drive, yeah. So that Applebee's that's still there, at one point like mid-90s, like that 95 through probably 98, that was kind of like the hangout.
Really?
Yeah, that Applebee's, yeah, that was the hangout. Maybe might have started before 95, might have been like 93, 94.
I'm telling you, like on Memorial, and I think it was near North Hairston Road, North Hairston Memorial, and it was on Memorial Drive, but they had one of the best Chinese buffets I've ever had. On there, like a little hole in the wall place. And again, you know, a lot of those places that you just would never think of trying out, but it was fabulous.
Yeah.
Like it was just an old kind of Chinese buffet. They had the sweetest tea. Like their tea was literally like sugar. Like, you know, like Mrs. Winters has like sugar water for tea.
Mm-hmm.
Like theirs was even more sweetening than that. I mean, so it was crazy, but that was a busy area through there.
Yep.
You know, like that was a really busy area. You know, again, when I moved out there in 93, because I worked in Stone Mountain. So the guy that I worked for, he lived in he lived out that way. And so I did some work for Andre 3000 back in, this would have been the mid-90s, because it was when they were first just breaking through in their music, and he was living in Smoke Rise, kind of a nice neighborhood. I mean, it wasn't super high end, but it was a really nice neighborhood out in kind of like off of like Rockbridge and Highway 78, like it was out that direction.
Yep,
it was called Smoke Rise, and I did so because I met his mom, because his mom really handled everything for him, but it was Andre 3000.
Right.
I also did some work for the guy who produced some landscaping work for the guy who produced Whoomp, There It Is. Like one of the producers for that song.
Wasn't Poncho, was it?
I don't even remember. Okay. I mean, it was
one. Oh no, tag team Whoomp, There It Is. That was
it was one of the producers for that record. And he's like, yeah, I'm doing this landscape work because I made some money off Whoomp, There It Is.
Oh, nice.
So he was one of the producers for that song. So, but Andre 3000 was, he was a different cat. Like, I'll just say, I mean, he was sunglasses during the day, kind of low-key, you know, just, you know, obviously, you know, wasn't as famous, I mean, at that point, because but I did a whole bunch of landscape work at their house and stuff like that. Did some landscape design work and some landscape install kind of work and stuff like that. So, but that was a busy area.
Yeah, it was.
Through Memorial Drive. I mean, like before, you know, like it was funny because, you know, you had all that stuff and then you would go Memorial out toward the mountain itself, like yeah. out toward Stone Mountain. And all that kind of stuff, and then you know, get over to you know, like meet up with Highway 78 Highway 78.
Yeah, 78 is right there. You had 78. You had Lawrenceville Highway. All that kind of eventually kind of intertwined.
Now you know at Highway 78 and Ponce, I think it was. Wasn't there a gentleman's club that was over there at one time? Oh gosh.
Oh yeah, that's. That's a gosh. It's
do you remember
what's the name of that doggone club? It's right there. It's on Ponce, right before you, kind of further down from the farmer's market. Golly, what is the name of that strip club?
It was kind of near the entrance to getting on back onto 78.
I mean 78. Was it 78?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gosh, what was the name of that club over there? I can't think of it.
Do you remember Cub Foods?
Yeah. There used to be one over here in Greenbrier was the one that I used to shop at.
I used to go to the one on Mountain Industrial in Stone Mountain. Then I also used to go to the one on Jimmy Carter Boulevard when they had Cub Foods over there. Remember that place?
Yep.
Like that's an old school place, Cub Foods. So trying to think what else was over that way. But again, you know, we would go all around that. And believe it or not, I mean, the guy I lived with was kind of a goof, but like I wanted to get out and about. Like I was 22 years old, had a little bit of money in my pocket. Like I want to get out and about,
see some things.
Yeah, yeah. Like I mean, he was my roommate, and it was like, look, dude, let's go do something. Let's get in some trouble or whatever like that. So I mean, let's get into some debauchery and things like that. So, but I can't remember what the name of that. I can't remember what the name of that strip club was over right off of like Ponce and in Highway 78. Gosh, it's going to bother me because it was in a little strip plaza.
Yeah,
and they were open during the day too, because they served lunch. They had lunch over there too.
Strokers.
Yes,
Strokers.
Yes.
At Brockett.
Yeah,
is that Brockett?
Yes,
Brockett.
Yes.
Whatever that street is.
Yes, Brockett.
Yeah,
Brockett
Road. Strokers. Yes. I could not believe I was drawing a blank on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, I went there once.
Really?
Yeah, I went there once, and I was just like. Again, I that was my strip club phase. I mean,
right,
you know, like I used to spend a lot of money in strip clubs. And look, I had varying degrees of fun. Like like sometimes the less money I had, the more fun that I had. But I mean, there were, you know, all kinds of fun experiences and stuff like that. I mean, you know, Oasis, Pink Pony, like that. Like Pink Pony was on Buford Highway, was my go-to place. Like right there by North Druid Hills Road. Like that was my go-to place. Like that was my spot. Like I enjoyed, like on a Friday or Saturday night, you know, hanging out there, just kind of relaxing, just having a few drinks, smoking a cigar. And when you could smoke cigars,
right?
You know, when you could actually go to places and smoke cigars. You know, you could, you know, you'd go there and have a cigar and enjoy yourself. I don't even know if you can smoke cigars
anymore.
Yeah,
I think DeKalb County is one of the counties that, because, you know, pretty much a lot of counties in Georgia shut that down, smoking indoors. And I think DeKalb definitely is one of them.
Yeah, because, I mean, this was again, mid-90s. I mean, this was mid-90s when all this was going down. But Pink Pony, the Oasis, is the Oasis still there? The Good Time Emporium, right there, Tilly Mill.
Yeah, right there in Tilly Mill.
Peachtree Industrial.
You know what? It's funny because I just drove past there not too long ago. Those buildings are still there. I feel like one of them is called something different.
Well, there was. So, do you remember Barnacles?
Yeah.
You remember? So
there was multiple Barnacles.
So the Oasis and Barnacles were side by side.
Yes.
There was a Barnacles up on Jimmy Carter Boulevard.
Yep.
There was like two or three. Gwinnett Place.
Yes, had a Barnacles.
Gwinnett Place Mall.
Yep.
That was another Barnacles.
Yep.
That was up there.
That was another one we used to. So Barnacles was another
Barnacles
spot.
Barnacles is actually a pretty good place. Like, yeah. Barnacles was actually pretty good food.
Yeah, that was another 96 Rock. Like, so 96 Rock was, you know, when I first got into radio, that's when I started learning other parts.
So who was the morning show when you started?
That was the regular guys then. That was Eric Eric and Larry.
I remember Christopher Rude on 96
yeah,
Rock.
Rude was doing because
it was Christopher
afternoons.
It was
I think.
Christopher Rude. It was Beth.
Yep.
It was
Beth Kippel.
What's his name?
Rhodes was Rhodes.
No, Holman. Jeff Hullinger. Jeff Hullinger was on that because Southside Steve was the producer.
Yes. You're surprised. So yeah, I didn't get there until.
Yeah. I mean, again, you were there for the regular guys.
Yeah.
I'm talking about
Rude was
when I moved here in '93.
Yeah.
Christopher Rude was like one of the most popular.
Yes.
DJs or jocks, you know, on radio.
Yeah.
And it was him. Beth was doing like the entertainment updates and stuff like that. Jeff Hullinger was doing some sports and some commentary.
Yep.
And Southside Steve was actually the producer for that show before he was become, you know, with the regular guys and all that kind of stuff and obviously hosting on his own.
Yep.
But he was the producer for that morning show.
Yeah. So when I got there, it was regular guys. Tim Rhodes was doing middays.
Oh, okay.
And then Rude was doing afternoons with Beth, and Beth was still there. And then, you know, there were some changes, and Rude.
He went to Sports
Beth,
Talk Radio. Remember,
yeah,
he went to 680.
Yeah, and they kept Beth because they flipped one of the other stations to a, what was that format? It was called Mix 87, Mix something. But Beth ended up being on that station. So, yeah, but I got a chance to work with all of them when I got there because I got there in 2001.
Okay.
And so I got to experience a lot of stuff. That's one thing about, you know, working in radio. I got to experience it because I never went to NASCAR until I started working at 96 Rock.
It's funny because 96 Rock was such a powerhouse for so
yeah.
I mean, when you think about the idea of 96 Rock,
Z93.
Yep. I mean, even some of these other stations like 99X. Like, I don't think people understand how popular 99X was. That alternative, like that.
Yeah. They became a thorn in the side of 96 Rock.
Right. Their morning show with Barnes, Leslie, and Jimmy was as high rated as could be. I mean, they did phenomenal ratings. They're retro in the Metro at lunchtime with, oh my gosh, what was that guy's name? I think he's still in radio.
That wasn't Axel, was it?
Axel. Yeah. Yes, Axel. So Retro in the Metro, and then those parties on the deck on Sunday where they did the Retro in the Metro at American Pie.
Yep.
They would do those parties on Sunday there. It's funny like how popular terrestrial radio was back in those days. Because, I mean, Steve and Vicky on Star 94.
Yep, Star 94.
Vicky actually went to the same high school that I did. We weren't in the same grades or anything like that, but she went to the same high school that I did. They used to have on Saturday nights, Tom Sullivan would do the dance party on Star 94, and then Jeff somebody on B98.5 would do the dance party.
Wow.
Tom Sullivan would do like disco, like 70s, 80s disco music and stuff like that on Star 94. He would do a dance party. And then on B98.5, it was Jeff somebody. And I can't remember who the last name was, but they would do a Saturday night dance party. Like I used to always get, like when I was getting ready, you know, to go out, you know, to the clubs and all that kind of stuff.
You'd have
and
it
I was
in.
I was always listening to the dance party. Yeah. I mean, so it's just crazy. So, all right, when we get back, rank them coming up. Hit us up with your list, 404-726-0929, at JMCH316, at the D. Lewis for real. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. The Mary Jane girls, some other Rick James proteges.
It was them first and then Tina Marie, right?
Yes. They oh gosh, what was the song by Rick James that they say that the Mary Jane girls sang background on? They sang background on one of his hit songs. I can't remember which, but they sang background on it. So, you know, we were talking, and we'll get to rank them here in just a second, but you know, we were talking about that Strokers over there on Brock, that was the most random strip club in Atlanta. Like, it was just the most random place to have a adult club, like a strip club. I mean, it was just like, and you told me about how popular that place got.
Oh, yeah,
got
like in the 2000s.
Yeah, like you said, Jermaine Dupri talked about.
Yeah, Welcome to Atlanta, he mentions it, because Thursdays was their big night, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, Thursdays was always ladies' night.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, it was that in all. Listen, Thursday night used to be my favorite night to go out. That was my favorite night to go out and party because it was ladies' night. It was a little different vibe because it wasn't like everybody was running wild and loose on the streets. Like in Buckhead on Friday, like it was full bore. Like you could, like the streets were just packed with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody was walking around. But like Thursday night, it was a little bit fun, a little bit chill. You could go to some different places. We'll talk more about
Thursday.
This later.
Yeah, Thursday was kind of like the precursor.
Yeah, like the get ready point.
Yeah,
absolutely. So, all right, I used to have a little bit of fun with Hugh and Randy on the weekends. I'd pick their brain. Sometimes I would give them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it, and we call this segment Rank 'em.
All right, JC. So I saw something, and I think it was really an older article, but I thought it was kind of cool. It was like the top logos all time. So rank these Atlanta/Georgia team logos: the Braves, Hawks, Georgia Bulldogs, Falcons.
Well, I mean, listen, the Bulldogs. I mean, that's number one. So I mean, I'm Bulldog.
The
Chuckery. G. Yeah, I mean, I'm Bulldog Chuckery. So we go with number one for that. I like the Falcons logo. I mean, I've liked the different iterations. I mean, you know, sometimes it was the Tecmo kind of logo, and then it's been a little bit more updated. But I like the Falcons logo, too. I like the Braves logo. I was never big into, like, the Pac-Man logo for the Hawks and stuff like that.
So
they go number four.
Okay. All right. Rank these as we, you know, we're witnessing in NHL and NBA history teams on the verge of, you know, winning their first ever championships.
Right.
Rank these first ever championship wins: 1991 Chicago Bulls, 2016 Cavs, 1996 Colorado Avalanche, 2017 Houston Astros.
Well, I would certainly go with the Cavs first because, again, I had an affinity. So I was, when I grew up, I mean, I was a Cavs fan.
Right.
So, I mean, I was going to the Richfield Coliseum. I mean, that not the Gund Arena and not the thing that the Quicken Loans Arena. I'm talking about the original Richfield Coliseum where, like, Sam Mitchell and I used to joke about you would go there and all the rats would be there. And I don't mean like the girls, but the actual rats that were in that place. So
that's gross.
So that would be number one. I think Michael's first title against the Lakers, that was a historic moment. Looking back, that would be number two.
Okay.
The Avalanche, I think number three. I mean, that was one of my favorite. I was a Detroit Red Wings fan
because
I really liked what's his name? Steve Yzerman, like, was my favorite player.
Okay,
but the Colorado Avalanche team was really good, and that was one of the best rivalries in hockey. And then the Astros. I mean, everybody cheated, so that's what everybody does. So.
All right, rank these first time WWE title wins.
Okay.
Austin, WrestleMania, what was that, 16? 14.
Yep, in Boston.
Yep, HBK. Macho Man in that tournament that they had in WrestleMania 4.
Yep.
Ultimate Warrior.
Where he beat Ted DiBiase.
Yes. Ultimate Warrior versus Hogan in WrestleMania 6. And then Yokozuna.
Toronto Sky Dome.
Yep. And then Yokozuna versus winning over Bret Hart in WrestleMania 9.
Well, okay. But, okay, yeah. But he didn't. Well, I mean, he only held the title for 5 minutes because Hogan came in and took the title from him, you know, right back. But then Yoko won it at SummerSlam 93.
Right.
Where Bret Hart, or actually, I should say, King of the Ring 93.
Right.
That's where the flash photographer came in there and distracted Hogan, and he won it, and he gave him the bonsai drop. And then that was when Bret Hart won King of the Ring that year.
Right.
I'll go Austin's, you know, because Jim Ross had the iconic call. The Austin era has begun.
Right.
The match was not all that good, but the title win was, and the Mike Tyson part of it. So I'll go that one. I'll go Randy Savage at WrestleMania 4.
Okay.
I'll go Warrior
3.
And then it was so goofy, the WrestleMania 9. Like, WrestleMania 9 was not very good. That's where Brutus Beefcake basically lost his face.
Yeah.
You know, he got hit in the face with that boat accident or whatever. Yeah. Hogan had the black eye and it wasn't from Randy Macho Man Savage punching him, which was always a rumor, but he actually got hit in that accident that knocked out Brutus Beefcake.
Yep.
He got hit by the Wave Runner or whatever that. So
In fact, that was the accident that sidelined Brutus for
they had to completely reconstruct his face.
Yeah.
Like, his whole face got crushed in.
Yeah.
Like, literally, his face got crushed in.
Yep.
And that's why he had to wear that mask. That's why when he came back to WrestleMania 9, he had to wear the mask and everything with it. So
what was that name he was coming back as years later? He was kind of like the bodyguard.
Well,
he had a completely different look.
In WCW, when he went back there, he was not, it wasn't Glacier. What was his name? I can't remember now. But again, that gimmick was awful.
Yeah, because he wasn't wrestling. He was just kind of standing there and not saying nothing.
Now, I saw Brutus Beefcake before he was the barber.
Uh-huh.
So in some of my first wrestling matches that I saw in 1984 when I went to the Canton Civic Center in Canton, Ohio, He would wrestle. Like, him and Greg Valentine would team up. He was still a heel.
Yeah,
then.
They were still. Yep.
But he would team up with Greg Valentine, and you know they would wrestle in matches. I mean, sometimes against Tito Santana or something like that. But he was still a bad guy, and he wasn't the barber yet. He was still
Brutus Brutus Beefcake.
Yeah,
yep.
Brutus Beefcake. All right. On my Twitter page, rank them at their peaks. From our buddy Matt Ryan, Tracy McGrady, James Harden, Allen Iverson, Dwayne Wade. I'll go Allen Iverson 1. I'll go Dwayne Wade 2. I'll go Tracy McGrady 3. And I'll go James Harden 4 because I don't like James Harden. from my buddy Alvy Cohen, Ghost Hunters, Ancient Aliens, Finding Bigfoot, River Monsters. I love that River Monster show. Like, I love that River Monsters.
That's the one where you're saying they go after, like,
The guy goes, like, it's one guy, and he goes in these, like, the Amazon and starts trying to fish for, you know, tigers or something. That's the craziest thing in the world. Finding Bigfoot, because it was always funny because they could never find anything. The Ancient Aliens, because they could never find anything. And then Ghost Hunters, because they thought they would find something, but they never did. So, from our buddy Marco on my Twitter page, Northside Mall, Lenox Mall, he's got the Northside Mall. So Lenox Mall, North Point Mall, Perimeter Mall, Cumberland. Let me tell you, back in the old days, in the early mid 90s, Perimeter Mall was my favorite mall. Like, that was. We'll go through some stories on that, but there was a really cool mall. Like, I really liked Perimeter Mall, so that's number one. North Point Mall was, I mean, it still is. I mean, it's for what little bit is left of it, but North Point Mall, number two. Cumberland, probably three, because I was not a big Lenox Mall shopper. Like, that felt like it was too expensive. But then now, in retrospect, it was like, it wasn't that big a deal.
Right.
From my buddy James on the text line, 404-726-0929, rank these TV shows: Cheers, Married with Children, Perfect Strangers, or Roseanne. Cheers would be number one. Mm-hmm. Married with Children would be number two. Believe it or not, Perfect Strangers would be number three.
Bulky.
Yeah. And I wasn't a big Roseanne fan. I'll be honest with you.
Same.
I mean, I wasn't a real big fan of her. So she goes number four. All right, what you got?
All right, ready? Because we got to run through it. All right, Kayla.
K-A-Y-L-A.
Yep.
Okay.
Jade.
Jade.
And then East, like the direction.
Okay.
Underscore.
Oh, my God. Like, how long is this name? All right. Kayla Eastman is what her name is.
Yes.
So Okay.
All right, Lucy Burgeon.
Is she an actress?
I don't know, but she's cute.
Yeah.
Okay. Lucy.
I wondered if she was an actress. So, all right, Lucy
Burgeon, I guess. L-U-C-Y.
Okay.
B-E-R-G-I-N. Lucy Burgeon.
Lucy B-E-R-G-I-N. Okay. And all right,
got her.
And we got her.
All right, Haley's Body. H-A-L-E-Y-S.
H-E-L-E-Y-S.
Okay. Body. B-O-D-Y.
B-O-D-Y.
And then Missy James. M-I-S-S-I-E.
Is this all one word, or is this Haley?
Yes. Haley's Body? Yeah, it should be one word.
Okay, so, but again, is it just Haley's Body?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. All right, so that's...
You got her?
Yeah, Haley Marie is what her name is.
All
okay.
Right. And then Missy James, M-I-S-S-I-E.
Okay.
J-A-N-E-S.
J-A-N-E-S.
E-S. Yes, okay. Sir.
All right, Missy James. All right.
And Missy James is something about Missy James.
Okay. I kind of like Lucy
Burgeon.
Burgeon. I like her. I'll take Missy Jane number two.
Okay.
I'll do Kayla Jade East number three.
All right.
And I'll do Stacy's mom or Haley's mom. Whatever it is, number four. All right, we got to go. We got to get to the Love TKO up next. Chuck Green, the Key Studios, Sports Radio, 929 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Mary Jane girls, some other Rick James proteges.
Yeah.
It was them
first and then Tina Marie, right?
Yes. They what was the song by Rick James that they say that the Mary Jane girls sang background on? They sang background on one of his hit songs. I can't remember which, but they sang background on it. So, you know, we were talking, and we'll get to rank them here in just a second, but you know, we were talking about that Strokers over there on Brock, like that was the most random strip club in Atlanta. Like, it was just the most random place to have a adult club, like a strip club. I mean, it was just like, and you told me about how popular that place got.
Oh, yeah, like in the 2000s.
Yeah, like you said, Jermaine Dupri talked about.
Yeah, Welcome to Atlanta. He mentions it because Thursdays was their big night, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, Thursdays was always ladies' night.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, it was that, in all, Thursday night used to be my favorite night to go out. That was my favorite night to go out and party because it was ladies' night. It was a little different vibe because it wasn't like everybody was running wild and loose on the streets. Like in Buckhead on Friday, like it was full bore. Like you could, like the streets were just packed with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody was walking around. But like Thursday night, it was a little bit fun, a little bit chill. You could go to some different places. We'll talk more about
Thursday. Thursday was kind of like the precursor.
Yeah, like the get ready point.
Yeah,
absolutely. So, I used to have a little bit of fun with Hugh and Randy on the weekends. I'd pick their brain. Sometimes I would give them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it, and we call this segment Rank 'em.
All right, JC. So I saw something, and I think it was really an older article, but I thought it was kind of cool. It was like the top logos all time. So rank these Atlanta/Georgia team logos: the Braves, Hawks, Georgia Bulldogs, Falcons.
Well, I mean, listen, the Bulldogs. I mean, that's number one. So I mean, I'm Bulldog.
The G.
Yeah, I mean, I'm Bulldog Chuckery, so we go with number one for that. I like the Falcons logo. I mean, I've liked the different iterations. I mean, you know, sometimes it was the Tecmo kind of logo, and then it's been a little bit more updated. But I like the Falcons logo, too. I like the Braves logo. I was never big into, like, the Pac-Man logo for the Hawks and stuff like that.
So
they go number four.
Okay. All right, rank these as we, we're witnessing in NHL and NBA history teams on the verge of, you know, winning their first ever championships.
Right.
Rank these first ever championship wins: 1991 Chicago Bulls, 2016 Cavs, 1996 Colorado Avalanche, 2017 Houston Astros.
Well, I would certainly go with the Cavs first because, again, I had an affinity. So I was, when I grew up, I mean, I was a Cavs fan.
Right.
So, I mean, I was going to the Richfield Coliseum. I mean, that, not the Gund Arena.
Right.
And not the thing that the Quicken Loans Arena. I'm talking about the original Richfield Coliseum where, like, Sam Mitchell and I used to joke about, you would go there and all the rats would be there. And I don't mean like the girls, but the actual rats that were in that place. So
that's gross.
So that would be number one. I think Michael's first title against the Lakers, that was a historic moment. Looking back, that would be number two.
Okay.
The Avalanche, I think number three. I mean, that was one of my favorite. I was a Detroit Red Wings fan
because
I really liked what's his name? Steve Yzerman, like, was my favorite player.
Okay.
But the Colorado Avalanche team was really good, and that was one of the best rivalries in hockey. And then the Astros. I mean, everybody cheated, so that's what everybody does. So.
All right, rank these first-time WWE title wins.
Okay.
Austin, WrestleMania, what was that, 16? 14?
Yep, in Boston.
Yep, HBK. Macho Man in that tournament that they had in WrestleMania 4.
Yep.
Ultimate Warrior.
Where he beat Ted DiBiase.
Yes. Ultimate Warrior versus Hogan in WrestleMania 6. And then Yokozuna.
Toronto Sky Dome.
Yep. And then Yokozuna versus winning over Bret Hart in WrestleMania 9.
Well, okay. But he didn't. Well, he only held the title for 5 minutes because Hogan came in
and
took the title from him, you know, right back. But then Yoko won it at SummerSlam 93.
Right.
Where Bret Hart, or actually, it's just King of the Ring 93.
Right.
That's where the Flash photographer came in there and distracted Hogan, and he won it, and he gave him the bonsai drop, and then that was when Bret Hart won King of the Ring that year.
Right.
I'll go Austin's, you know, because Jim Ross had the iconic call. The Austin era has begun.
Right.
The match was not all that good, but the title win was, and the Mike Tyson part of it. So I'll go that one. I'll go Randy Savage at WrestleMania 4.
Okay.
I'll go Warrior
3.
And then the it was so goofy, the WrestleMania 9. Like, WrestleMania 9 was not very good. That's where Brutus Beefcake basically lost his face.
Yeah.
You know, he got hit in the face with that boat accident or whatever. Yeah. Hogan had the black eye from and it wasn't from Randy Macho Man Savage punching him, which was always a rumor, but he actually got hit in that accident that knocked out Brutus Beefcake.
Yep.
He got hit by the Wave Runner or whatever that. So
now, in fact, that was the accident that sidelined Brutus for
they had to completely reconstruct his face.
Yeah.
Like, his whole face got crushed in.
Yeah.
Like, literally, his face got crushed in.
Yep.
And that's why he had to wear that mask. That's why when he came back to WrestleMania 9, he had to wear the mask and everything with it. So
what was that name he was coming back as years later? He was kind of like the bodyguard.
Well,
and he had a completely different look.
In WCW, when he went back there, he was not, was it, it wasn't Glacier. What was his name? I can't remember now. But again, that gimmick was awful.
Yeah, because he wasn't wrestling. He was just kind of standing there and not saying nothing.
Now, I saw Brutus Beefcake before he was the barber.
Uh-huh.
So in some of my first wrestling matches that I saw in 1984 when I went to the Canton Civic Center in Canton, Ohio, He would wrestle. Like, him and Greg Valentine would team up. He was still a heel.
Yeah,
then.
They were still, yep.
But he would team up with Greg Valentine. Yep. And, you know, they would wrestle in matches. I mean, sometimes against Tito Santana or something like that. But he was still a bad guy. And he wasn't the barber yet. He was still
Brutus Beefcake. No, he was just Brutus Beefcake.
Yeah,
yep.
Brutus Beefcake. All right. On my Twitter page, rank them at their peaks from our buddy Matt Ryan. Tracy McGrady, James Harden, Allen Iverson, Dwayne Wade. I'll go Allen Iverson 1. I'll go Dwayne Wade 2. I'll go Tracy McGrady 3. And I'll go James Harden 4 because I don't like James Harden. for my buddy Alvy Cohen, Ghost Hunters, Ancient Aliens, Finding Bigfoot, River Monsters. I love that River Monster show. Like, I love that River Monsters.
That's the one where you're saying they go after, like,
The guy goes, like, it's one guy, and he goes in these, like, the Amazon and starts trying to fish for, you know, tigers or something.
That's
the craziest thing in the world. Finding Bigfoot, because it was always funny that, because they could never find anything. The Ancient Aliens, because they could never find anything. And then Ghost Hunters, because they thought they would find something, but they never did. So, from our buddy Marco on my Twitter page, Northside Mall, Lenox Mall, he's got the Northside Mall. So, Lenox Mall, North Point Mall, Perimeter Mall, Cumberland. Let me tell you, back in the old days, in the early mid 90s, Perimeter Mall was my favorite mall. Like, that was. We'll go through some stories on that, but there was a really cool mall. Like, I really liked Perimeter Mall, so that's number one. North Point Mall was, I mean, it still is. I mean, it's for what little bit is left of it, but North Point Mall, number two. Cumberland, probably three, because I was not a big Lenox Mall shopper. Like, that felt like it was too expensive. But then now, in retrospect, it was like, it wasn't that big a deal.
Right.
For my buddy James on the text line, 404-726-0929, rank these TV shows: Cheers, Married with Children, Perfect Strangers, or Roseanne. Cheers would be number one.
Mm-hmm.
Married with Children would be number two. Believe it or not, Perfect Strangers would be number three.
Bulky.
Yeah. And I wasn't a big Roseanne fan, I'll be honest with you.
Same.
I mean, I wasn't a real big fan of her, so she goes number four. All right, what you got?
All right, ready? Because we got to run through it. All right, Kayla.
K-A-Y-L-A?
Yep.
Okay.
Jade. And then East, like the direction.
Okay.
Underscore.
Oh, my God. Like, how long is this name? All right. Kayla Eastman is what her name is.
Yes.
So Okay.
All right. Lucy Burgeon?
Is she an actress?
I don't know, but she's cute.
Yeah.
Okay. Lucy.
I wondered if she was an actress, so. All right. Lucy.
Burgeon, I guess. L-U-C-Y.
Okay.
B-E-R-G-I-N. Lucy Burgeon.
Lucy B-E-R-G-I-N. Okay. And, all right.
Got her.
And we got her.
All right. Haley's Body. H-A-L-E-Y-S.
H-E-L-E-Y-S.
Body. B-O-D-Y.
B-O-D-Y.
And then Missy James. M-I-S-S-I-E.
Is this all one word or is this Haley?
Yes. Haley's Body? Yeah, it should be one word.
Okay. So, but again, is it just Haley's Body?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's.
You got her?
Yeah. Haley Marie.
Yeah.
Is, what her name is.
All okay. Right. And then Missy James, M-I-S-S-I-E.
Okay.
J-A-N-E-S.
J-A-N-E-S.
Yes, okay. Sir.
All right. Missy James. All right.
And Missy James is something about Missy James.
Okay. I kind of like Lucy.
Burgeon.
Whatever. I like her. I'll take Missy Jane number two.
Okay.
I'll do Kayla Jade East number three.
All right.
And I'll do Stacy's mom or Haley's mom, whatever it is, number four. All right, we gotta go. We gotta get to the Love TKO up next. Chuck in the Key Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, TheOdyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.